Lesson 102, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 98, Verses 23 through 48. Introduction. The Prophet Joseph Smith received the revelation recorded in Doctrine and Covenants 98 on August 6, 1833, about 2 weeks after persecution of the saints in Missouri had turned violent. This revelation provided guidance for the saints who were being mistreated. In it, the Lord taught the saints how they should respond to their enemies. Note, using the board. Use the board to outline major points or principles. Effective use of the board during a lesson can prepare students to learn and can invite meaningful participation, especially from those who learn visually. Suggestions for teaching. Doctrine and Covenants 98 verses 23 through 32. The Lord reveals how the saints are to respond to persecution. Before class, make 3 columns on the board and label them with the following titles: The Lord's Law on Retaliation, Doctrine and Covenants 98, verses 23 through 32. The Lord's Law on War, Doctrine and Covenants 98, verses 33 through 38. And The Lord's Law on Forgiveness, Doctrine and Covenants 98, verses 39 through 48. Ask students to describe a few ways people might react when they are offended or hurt by someone. Explain that in the revelation recorded in Doctrine and Covenants 98, the Lord teaches principles that can help us know how to respond when we are hurt by other people's words or actions. Encourage students to look for these principles throughout today's lesson. Remind students that the revelation recorded in Doctrine and Covenants 98 was given in 1833, soon after persecution of the saints in Missouri had turned violent. Ask students to recall details from the previous lesson about the mistreatment the saints had experienced. Invite students to copy the chart on the board in their class notebooks or scripture study journals. Ask a student to read Doctrine and Covenants 98, verses 23 through 27 aloud. Invite the class to follow along and look for what the Lord taught the saints about retaliation. Ask them to note the Lord's repeated counsel in these verses. What repeated phrases teach about retaliation? You may want to suggest that students mark the phrases "revile not" and "bear it patiently" in verses 23 through 27. What did the Lord promise the saints if they would bear persecution patiently and not seek revenge? What principle can we learn from the Lord's words in verses 23 through 27? Help students identify the following principle. If we bear mistreatment patiently and without retaliating, the Lord will reward us. Invite a student to write this truth under the heading "The Lord's Law on Retaliation." Explain that when the mob formed in Jackson County, Missouri, on Saturday, July 20, 1833, they wanted to do more than destroy property. They also sought to harm church members. Invite a student to read the following historical account aloud and ask the class to listen for how Bishop Edward Partridge and Charles Allen, a 27-year-old convert from Pennsylvania, responded to persecution. Quote, "The mob caught Bishop Edward Partridge and Charles Allen and dragged them through the maddened crowd, which insulted and abused them along the road to the public square. Here, two alternatives were presented them. Either they must renounce their faith in the Book of Mormon or leave the county. The Book of Mormon they would not deny, nor consent to leave the county. Bishop Partridge, being permitted to speak, said that the saints had to suffer persecution in all ages of the world, and that he was willing to suffer for the sake of Christ, as the saints in former ages had done, that he had done nothing which ought to offend anyone, and that if they abused him, they would injure an innocent man. Here his voice was drowned by the tumult of the crowd, many of whom were shouting, 'Call upon your God to deliver you.' The two brethren, Partridge and Allen, were stripped of their clothing and bedaubed with tar mixed with lime or pearl ash or some other flesh-eating acid, and a quantity of feathers scattered over them. They bore this cruel indignity and abuse with so much resignation and meekness that the crowd grew still and appeared astonished at what they witnessed. The brethren were permitted to retire in silence." End quote. What impresses you about how Charles Allen and Bishop Partridge responded to persecution? Summarize Doctrine and Covenants 98, verses 28 through 32, by explaining that the Lord counseled the saints that if an enemy had harmed them 3 times without incurring a vengeance of God, they should warn the enemy in the name of the Lord not to harm them again. If the enemy continued to harm them after this warning, the saints were justified in rewarding him according to his works. However, the saints were also told that if they spared their enemies, even though they were justified in retaliating, they would be rewarded for their righteousness. Doctrine and Covenants 98, verses 32 through 38. The Lord explains when war is justified. Ask students to ponder whether they know what the Lord has said about war. You might ask the following question: what do you think the Lord's law on war is? Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants 98, verses 32 through 34 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and look for what the Lord told ancient prophets about war. According to verse 33, what was the law given to ancient prophets? As students respond, write their answers on the board under the title, The Lord's Law on War. Point out that the Lord gave this law specifically to people who had lived in a different time and in a different culture. Although the principle of the law is true, today we are also subject to the laws of the nations in which we live. What were the ancient prophets to do if someone declared war against them? Add the answer on the board under the title, The Lord's Law on War. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants 98, verses 35 through 38 aloud, and ask the class to look for what the Lord told the ancient prophets to do if their offer of peace was not accepted. Ask students to report what they find. What can we learn from these verses about the Lord's law on war? Students may suggest a variety of truths, but be sure to emphasize the following. War can be justified under circumstances prescribed by the Lord. Write this truth on the board under the title, The Lord's Law on War. Explain that most of us will not have to decide whether we will go to war against another nation. However, these teachings can help us know what to do in our personal relationships, for example, when we have a disagreement with others. Based on what we have learned about the Lord's counsel on war, what should we do when we disagree with others? Help students identify the following truth. We should seek peaceful resolutions to our disagreements. What blessings might come from seeking peaceful resolutions? Doctrine and Covenants 98, verses 39 through 48. The Lord teaches the saints how they should respond to their enemies. Invite a student to read aloud the following account. Quote, in Holland during World War II, the Caspar ten Boom family used their home as a hiding place for those hunted by the Nazis. This was their way of living out their Christian faith. Four members of the family lost their lives for providing this refuge. Corrie ten Boom and her sister Betsy spent horrific months in the infamous Ravensbrück concentration camp. Betsy died there. Corrie survived. In Ravensbrück, Corrie and Betsy learned that God helps us to forgive. Following the war, Corrie was determined to share this message. On one occasion, she had just spoken to a group of people in Germany suffering from the ravages of war. Her message was, God forgives. It was then that Corrie ten Boom's faithfulness brought forth its blessing. A man approached her. She recognized him as one of the cruelest guards in the camp. You mentioned Ravensbrück in your talk, he said. I was a guard there. But since that time, I have become a Christian. He explained that he had sought God's forgiveness for the cruel things he had done. He extended his hand and asked, will you forgive me? Corrie ten Boom then said, it could have been many seconds that he stood there, hand held out. But to me, it seemed hours as I wrestled with the most difficult thing I had ever had to do. The message that God forgives has a condition, that we forgive those who have injured us. Help me, I prayed silently. I can lift my hand. I can do that much. You supply the feeling. Woodenly, mechanically, I thrust my hand into the one stretched out to me. As I did, an incredible thing took place. The current started in my shoulder, raced down my arm, sprang into our joined hands. And then his healing warmth seemed to flood my whole being, bringing tears to my eyes. I forgive you, brother, I cried, with all my heart. For a long moment we grasped each other's hands, the former guard and the former prisoner. I had never known God's love so intensely as I did then. End quote. After the student finishes reading, ask the following question. What impresses you about this account? Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants 98, verses 39 through 40 aloud, and ask the class to look for the Lord's law on forgiveness. According to these verses, what should we do when someone asks for forgiveness? According to verse 40, how many times are we to forgive someone who repents and seeks our forgiveness? Until 70 times 7 implies that we should forgive others as many times as they repent and seek our forgiveness after offending or hurting us. Although we are commanded to forgive, this does not mean that we should allow others to continue harming us. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants 98, verses 41 through 43 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for the truths the Lord taught the saints concerning their enemies who would not repent. Invite students to report what they find. Why would these truths have been important for the saints in Missouri to understand? How would you summarize the Lord's law and forgiveness? Help students identify the following commandment. The Lord has commanded us to forgive our enemies. Write this commandment on the board under the title, The Lord's Law on Forgiveness. Why do you think we are commanded to forgive others, even if they don't ask for forgiveness? Summarize Doctrine and Covenants 98, verses 44 through 48, by explaining that the Lord promised that if the saints' enemies would repent, they would escape His vengeance. Note, in verse 44, the phrase, "Thou shalt not forgive," means that the perpetrators should be held fully accountable for their actions, not that the saints would have continuing feelings of animosity. Conclude by encouraging students to follow the Lord's law on forgiveness by seeking to forgive anyone who has hurt them or those they care about.